Good afternoon, family. How you guys doing? You know, I love acoustic worship. Man, I miss acoustic worship. Thank you, guys. Thank you, team. Oh, I love it. It's, you know, when you love Jesus, this is the moments that you enjoy the most because it gives you opportunity to talk to Him. You know, like, I love music, I love our loud worships, but you know, sometimes it is so good when everything gets quiet and you talk to yourself and to your God, amen? This is so good. Thank you, guys. I love today's worship, so good. All right, let's dive into the Word, and today's going to be a really unique thought. I called intimacy. You know, all of my sermons, usually, something that I wrote after conversation and questions to Holy Spirit, to Heavenly Father, to Jesus. And one of the biggest questions that, I don't know guys, if you, I'm a teacher. I love to dig, to find out, to know, to ask questions. So my relationship with Jesus, it's like one of the disciples that always ask question, why is this? Why did you go over there? Why did you pray like this? What should I do? You know, I'm a real disciple of Jesus, so I'm always asking questions. And one of the questions where the whole this topic came out of, topic intimacy, came out of one question. I said, Jesus, why you said to your children, Old Testament and you, to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your might. You know that, right? This is like number one. This is it. If you got this, Jesus said, this is it. You fulfill all the prophecies. You fulfill the law of Moses. If you love God with all your mind, heart, soul, your strength, your thoughts, and you love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus said, this is it. You made it. And my question to God, why out of the all things you can demand or ask of the human being, you ask him to love you? Interesting, guys. I love it. This is, I mean, to me, why love? Why not just ask us to be slaves, to do something? Why not just law of the Moses? You fulfill the law, you do this, don't look at this, don't touch this, do this, and you're fine. Why not just bunch of stuff that you're supposed to do? Why Jesus eliminate everything? And he said, everything in one thing, love. And that was my question. Please explain to me, Jesus, why love? Good question, guys. Really good. And I dove into an interesting conversation with the Holy Spirit. As I pray, he's explaining a lot of things to me. And my question to God was answered to me in a form of question. You know how God does it. And the question that the Holy Spirit asked me was really, really interesting. He asked me, where are all the mysteries hidden? Where are all the secrets hiding? Let's say you want to find out mysteries that in me or secrets that I carry. How would you do it? I'm not gonna tell you. You see what I mean? You come to me and tell me about yourself. No. Listen to me, guys. I have a really good point. You'll love this one, but I need your attention. And Holy Spirit told me, where all the mysteries, secrets, all this stuff that people don't see, where are they hidden? And I thought about it, you know, like a good disciple, and I said, they are hidden in intimacy. Listen to me carefully. Do you know how my wife find out everything about me? You think I told her? No. Because of love, love give you permission to get close. You have no idea what I just said. God wants you close to Him, but there is only one condition. Love. Love. That means we know that He loves us. We know. The whole Bible says God loves you. But He asking you to love Him back. Amen? What does it mean? That means when He loves you and you love Him back, He opens Himself for you to find out the whole mysteries and wisdom. How you do this? God's not gonna tell you. He's not sitting you and telling you, oh, like, see, that's why God refused the law of the Moses. Because law of the Moses only telling you what God like, what God don't like, but you have no clue. It's someone else came from the mountain and tell you what God likes. You just have to trust Moses. You see one point? But God says, I don't want this. I love you so much, but in order for you to know me, you have to love me. Love gives permission for intimacy, and intimacy opens up everything. If you only understand what I'm just saying. Give Jesus a hand. That's a good point. Tiana Crandall, hello. How did you guys find out all the secrets about each other? Intimacy, amen? When you're dating, you're just like, whoa. And then when you're married, you're like, whoa. Amen? Some good, some bad, but you finding out everything. Not because it's good or bad, because intimacy, closeness reveals everything, amen? Reveals everything. The stuff, see the thing is, it is so funny. I'm really careful, my son knows, who I bring close to me. Because eventually, they will find out everything about me. And I'm not telling them. Their proximity to my life gives them, how should I say this? Gives them look into my life. You see my point? If someone, let's see, I bring you alone with me for a whole day, 16 hours, let's say. You will find out a lot about me. You see my point? You will hear my conversation on a phone. You will hear my interaction with my kids. You will see me, how I behave when someone cuts my car off. You see my point? Yeah, it's funny, but you see my point, family. You will find out. How God, see, God wants all of children close to Him, but He cannot make you come. It's not love. It's not intimacy. That's why the one thing God wants, He wants your pure, absolute love. That's what opens up His heart. That's what opened the door. And that's why people say, like, why this guy have such depth? So much wisdom. Why God taking him so far? Because he is walking in closeness, in intimacy with God. Please understand this. It's not God picking and choosing. You choose the distance you will be. You see my point? We choose the distance, guys. He said, He ripped the curtain. Remember that when Jesus died on the cross, curtain ripped apart. That's it. He said, like, anybody, everybody, welcome. We choose how close we're going to be. We choose to love or to stay away. A lot of Christians in religion, they don't even love God. It's not, they just fear God. You see my point? And it's not good fear. It's not fear of hell. Fear, they scared. That's not good. That's not love. Because love cast out all fear. All of it. As I'm going through this topic, please listen to me carefully, because there is some nuggets and keys right here. I'll share it with you. So far, do you get me? You get it? You good? Please understand, family, everything what is hidden by God about himself and about the mysteries of the universe, all the wisdom in concealed, is concealed within intimacy. When I dated my fiance, now she's my wife, I only knew a little bit. You see my point? Because I didn't even talk to my wife. I talked to fiance, which is representative. We only saw each other on our best days. She wore the makeup. I put the nice clothes to see her on a date. But when you live together, you smell all kinds of smells. You hear a lot of different sounds in the house. Not only, hey, 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 you're like, well, what is that? That's a new sound I hear. That's closeness. See my point? Closeness will show you and reveal everything. That's why I say usually, please date before marriage to find out about each other. But find out everything, good and bad, because you will be living with that person with everything. So make sure you know, and make sure you, when you say, I do, you do. You really do. Because some people say I do, and they're like, whoa, did I do what I do? Is this what do means? And you're like, man, I need some disclosure agreement. I need to see that fine print. Because there is the stuff about you I never knew. But that's what closeness does. Closeness opens up whether you want to or not. Closeness will open you up. My wife find out everything about me. She find out how I look on a good day and on a bad day. She find out how I smell good and how I smell real bad on some of the days. We find out everything about each other because closeness, intimacy, love brings you close. Closeness creates intimacy, and intimacy opens everything up. And that's what God wants. He said, come to me. That's why Israelites, they look at the mountain. Remember that scary mountain when Moses went up, and they got so scared. They said, like, we don't want you. Be our intermediary. Be our guide that in the middle of us and God. Just tell us what to do. See, they got afraid. But God said, come on, I want you. Oh, I want you in my life. I want me to be in your life. But no, we usually put someone else in front of us that will teach us what to do and what not to do. That's God refused that. That's why Jesus died, so you can be face to face with the Heavenly Father. You see my point? Face to face. Because he wants you to know him. The key to the heart of mysteries of Heavenly Father is find only through closeness with him. Honestly, guys, like I said, I'm really careful who I allow close to me and who do I call friends. Because those who are close to you will eventually see everything, find out everything about you. If they stay near you long enough, whether you like it or not, they will come to know all there is to know about you or me. That's why I'm like, I have only a few friends. I'm really picky. I'm really professional because I've been around the block. I come to know all the secrets and mysteries about my wife, not because she told them to me, but because she allowed me into a close and intimate relationship with her, and vice versa. And that's how we know each other. That's how I know people that not close to her doesn't know that. See, that's what Jesus said, like, do you want to know me? Previous topic, a few weeks ago, we talked about, remember that one, taste and see? See, that's how God allows you. He allows you to come and taste him. Come close to him. Make sure you know what you're tasting. Make sure you know what you're touching, what you're inviting into your life. Make sure you know. Understand this profound truth. God hides nothing from you. Some people say like, God is not close to me. No, you're not close to God. There is difference. You didn't hear me. I'll repeat this. God is not close to me. I don't feel him. No, it's all the other way around. He said, I am stand still. My son died on a cross. Blood was spilled. You are pure in my eyes and I am inviting you. And you set the distance and what you want to know. Guys, me, I want to get as close as I can, as I humanly possible. I understand there is levels, there is progression, there is seasons. But on this earth, I remember we're going to grow and grow when we're going to, cross this boundary and be in heaven with our God. You're gonna know, find out so much more, go deeper and deeper. But at this stage, I want to know as much as I can. I want to get to him as close as I can. God hides nothing from you and keeps no secrets from you. You simply do not see them because you are not close enough to him. That's it. Every one of us, we should make a decision. From this day forward, I will be as close to God as I can. What does it mean to be close to God? I usually ask people, they're like, how did you get close to God? I said, hey guys, did you ever bought flowers for Jesus? They're like, flowers for Jesus? I said, yeah, that's exactly why I'm here and you over there. Because I'm buying flowers for Jesus. Why it's so quiet? I don't get it. Do you love him? Is he your husband? Buy flowers for Jesus. You're like, what is... Guys, you have no idea. I remember a long time ago, Holy Spirit was like on me and I felt like I need to go to the store and buy flowers for Jesus. And I know I shouldn't, like people that selling me flowers, they think I'm buying flowers for my girlfriend, whatever. But they have no clue. I came to my house, closed the door, put the flowers in a vase and told Jesus, Jesus, I love you so much. This is for you. Guys, the presence of God came into my room. I never felt that before. Something was so heavy. He responds to love and you see my point? To affection. See, we think like, oh, we love when somebody's spending time with us, give us gifts. You give your wife or your girlfriend the flowers. You enjoy this. Guys, who gave you those feelings? Who created you in his own image? You think he doesn't want gifts? You think he doesn't want flowers? You think he doesn't want attention? Oh, we come to Jesus. All God is in our life is just like a spare tire in your trunk. Yeah, I have it. For those, days when I popped a tire and I need to rely on somebody. So God, we reduced God to spare tire. He's not our main love. He's not our main focus. He's just there. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking in general about people. I'm sure some of you guys, grow close, really close to God. So I get that. Why did Abraham walk in such power? Why Moses, Joshua, Joseph, Daniel, David? Why? All of them. That list can be longer. Why? All of them decided to love God with all of their hearts. Follow him, trust him. And that's why God gave them permission to walk in power, wisdom, depth, anointing nobody ever saw before. It's because of the closeness. I'm choosing God. I'm choosing to give him compliments every morning. Did you guys stop asking God for stuff? He's not Santa Claus. Stop. Oh, Jesus, please give me this. Give me wife. Give me good car. Give me good work. Give me good money and a good house. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your name be praised. Amen. No. This is a joke. He's not your God. He's your Santa Claus that you write lists to. And you behave well, so you're not going to be on a naughty list, right? Yeah, I get it. But did you come to Jesus in the morning or evening, whatever time you choose, Do not ask for anything. Just said, I just want to see you, feel you, and tell you that I love you. Oh, hi. You will be amazed how your walk with God will change. How your mind will change, how your behavior will change. Because God is not something that you gain. You understand that He is the treasure. You see my point? In most of the Christian's mind, God will give you the treasure. There is a difference. When you think God will give you something, or God is something. Just give Him a hand. Come on, wake up. Give Jesus a hand. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. And as soon as I put, He is my treasure. He's the one that I need. He's everything to me. I don't care if He give me something or not for the rest of my life till then. I don't care. He is my treasure that I want to spend every time that I can. Because I love Him. Because He is my everything. He is my treasure. Because all of these guys, David, Moses, they pursued God with all of their hearts. Not a position, not a status, not the anointing, but they pursue relationship with Him. Please understand, everything we seek, absolutely everything, that's what I find out later on in life, is found in intimacy with the Heavenly Father. What does the Creator truly desires from His creation? There is another question I ask God. What is Creator desires from His creation? Only the things that God cannot create Himself. Do you know that God cannot create love for Himself? If you only understand what I said. God only show you the love and wait for you to love Him back. He cannot create that. Same with us. Why are we looking for love? We even sing a song, looking for love. Don't sing that song. It's not a good song. In all the wrong places, right? Just don't sing. So why are we looking for love? Because we cannot, it needs to be absolutely decision someone else to love us back. If you put pressure on somebody to love you, it's not love. See, and I asked God, what do you want? He said, the only thing I cannot create, I want you to love me back, but I cannot push you to do any of it. You need to want this. You have to desire this on your own. All I can show you is how I love you. Shower you with blessings, with love, with affection, with closeness. But you need to reciprocate that love back. You need to show me, do you love me? That's why the most important passage in the Bible, even Jesus said, love your God with all of your heart, mind, soul. That's it. I love this. This is so good. Do you know why I love this? Because no one can say when they will stand in front of God and say like, oh, I didn't have an opportunity. We all have opportunities to love Him, to spend time with Him. But what are we doing right now? That's a good question. That's a good question. What could God possibly lack? Notice this. From Genesis to Revelation, God seeks relationship with a man. Why? Why? Why me, Jesus? Not just any relationship, but the one that is close. That's why He gave the law of the Moses. Later on, He Himself removed law of the Moses. And He said, now it's not law, it's love and relationship. And that's where Jesus came. Because without Jesus, we can only know God by law, but not. We need to be allowed into the heart of God. That's what Jesus did. Why God looking for those who love Him? Let me read this passage. I'm quoting this a lot, but let me read this one. Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said to him, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your mind." That's it. And that's, remember that? That rich young ruler. And he said, I do all this. And then he tested his love. He said, oh, you want to be perfect? Sell everything you have, all your possession, give everything to the poor, and follow me. See, this is the test for love. And young ruler cannot sell his possessions because his heart was not really in love with God. He's just in love with the law of God, but not with God himself. And that's why he got invited, but he never chose that path, because inside of his heart, he doesn't love God. When we are created, we were not placed among all God's other creations, not among angels, all heavenly creatures. He did not allow Adam to know him through any other creation. Why? Another question. Me as a teacher, really nosy, I want to know this. Why, when God created Adam, he didn't allow nobody to talk to him except for himself? Why? He created angels, you talk to angels and heavenly creatures and elders and all of this heaven. They all mingled with each other, and God in the midst of it, and Holy Spirit, everything, one big beautiful mix of everything. But when he created Adam, he created the garden, placed him there, and no one allowed to talk to him except God himself. Think about that. That's an interesting point. Why? While all of heaven's creatures commuted among themselves, Adam was not permitted to do so. Why? Watch carefully. The Heavenly Father created an intimate place, a romantic garden. Please understand, from very beginning, he craved love. But he cannot create love. He can only love and show you how he loves you. But he's waiting. That's why we called bride, because there is nothing come close to groom unless she's a bride. It's nothing. His friends close, but not close enough. But only bride that becomes wife can come as close. That's why he called you bride, and later wife, church, because this, he gives you, see, I love it. He gives you identity, and in that identity, he can bring you as close as he can and want. If he named you a worker, workers can work and do all these things, be close, but not close enough. Slaves can be closer, but not close enough. You know, like orphans can be close, but not close enough. But soon as he calls you sons and the bride, this is as close and he can permit you to come. This is, nothing can be closer than that. See, and this is his grace. That's why we called that. Do you think the Father has changed his plan, his strategy, or his dream for the humanity? No. Do you realize that greatest problem among the children of the Heavenly Father is that God himself no longer one speaking to them about himself? See, there is a huge problem. There is all these voices, podcasts, YouTube channels talking to us about God, but not God. You see the problem? That's good. See, it's okay to start with that, but it's absolutely bad when this is all you have. I'm okay with other people's information about God, but I'd have my own information about God from God. That's the key. Are you talking to him? Is he teaching you about himself, or are you always learning about God through someone else's eyes and ministry and anointing? Like I said, that's not bad for it to the beginners. to the kindergarten, spiritual kindergarten. But soon as you grow, mature, he wants to talk to you by himself, face to face. That's the real son and the real father relationship. This is the root of all problems. Religion, doctrines, denominations creates divisions. What was the true strength of Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Daniel, David, and all others? It was God himself that spoke to them directly. See, they have something that separates them from everybody else. All of these people I named to you, God spoke to them face to face. See, and that's the key. I only know who I am, family. I only know who I am because God told me. Why I'm not getting discouraged? Because I'm not taking people's energy, likes, people comment about myself, because I know who I am. I appreciate when you love me. Thank you. I really don't care if people have some bad comments like, I hate you, you are from the devil. I have plenty of those too. I don't really care because God told me who I am. I have a relationship with him, and that's the solid foundation. See my point? That's what God wants to give you. He wants to give you your name, and he wants to name you. And no one will shake you. No one will remove you. You be absolutely bulletproof, right? Quote unquote. I fully understand there is a time of spiritual infancy when God uses people to draw the lost back to his kingdom. But when the church honors and exalts creation and God chosen was more than creator himself, it becomes a serious issue. Do you know why so many ministries falling right now? Just God just removed them. Like a big, huge global ministries. Why? Because a lot of people honors them more than voice of God and the presence of God himself. That's the problem. He said like, oh, he removes all the shaky foundations. He's like, you can only build on me. Come to me. Oh, but that takes, talk to God directly. Ooh, that's a serious thing. Because soon as you start speaking to God, he will start. That's why people avoid his presence. Not because they can't or they doesn't want to, because presence of God will always uncover stuff that you have to deal with. See, I remember those times. Soon as like, God, I want to get close to you. And soon as I sit down and invite Holy Spirit, come talk to me. First things. Do you remember that money you owe to that person? Yes, Jesus, give it back. Oh no. Did you remember how you cuss that lady at work? Go apologize. It's like, oh. See, that's what relationship does. It addresses the issues that you need to address. And some people are like, oh, I'm not going to talk to Holy Spirit. It's me, you know, like I will choose church that like operates in a soul realm. I come, I sing songs, not spiritual songs, soulish songs. I'm just going to thank you, God. And so far away that you don't even... He doesn't speak to you. He doesn't change you. He doesn't address the issues because you're not allowing him close into your life to do that. And one person came to me a while back and said, who's going to be judged? He said, like, are we as a church going to be judged? I said, we're judged by the Holy Spirit right now, and he's changing us right now. You see my point? I will not be judged. Why do I have to be judged twice? I'm judged right now and corrected by the Holy Spirit every day. He's talking to me what I have to change, what good, what's not good. People who's going to be judged, that people who standing far away from God, he cannot address these issues. But soon as you place him close, he can judge you in a good way, address the issues, and change you into his image. Oh, that's so good. I like it. See, in that garden that he created for us, there is our no foreign voices, no doctrines, no outside relationships, only you and your creator. See, he wants you to bring you back into the Garden of Eden. He wants to bring you back. Only you and the Creator who longs to reveal to you the secrets of his heart and the mysteries of the universe. He wants to talk to you. He wants to open up everything to you. Please understand, he passionately desires your heart. He is jealous over those who you have placed instead of him. He's jealous. That's why people say, why? What's going on in my life? God is jealous because you put someone else in his place. That's issue. The secret of the heart, the soul, is that it can truly belong to only one. Do you know why I love how God created us? Did you know that we cannot share our love, like our heart, with anybody? Or you cannot put two people or three people inside your heart. It's like, oh, they are. No, there is always going to be one that above everything. See, he designs heart, human heart, specifically, there is only one can sit on the throne of your heart. My question to you, who is sitting on the throne of your heart? It can be, guys, humans, so interesting. It can be a thing. It can be a dog. It can be another human being. It can be a job, can be money. We can put on the throne of our hearts anything that we like. But please choose to put him on the throne of your heart. Because trust me, he will take care of everything. Because he will become your treasure. He will become your rock, your foundation. Please choose him. Please choose him. So, and I love why God designed. It's like one time I remember, like, I was so frustrated. God, why don't you give me the ability to love everybody the same? Why my heart always choose something or someone before everybody else? And Holy Spirit told me that's how I designed it, because I crave to be in that place. He cannot go there. You can only put him there. You need to decide, I put on the throne of my heart my number one, my King, my God, my Savior will be there. That's his place. No one else. Not your wife, not your husband, not your kids, not your business, nothing. Everything else is secondary. See, when I prayed for a wife a long time ago, and I said, God, please give me someone who loves you more than me. And as soon as we met, our first date, I said to her, I love God more than anybody else. And she's looking at me like, whoa, she never heard this. And she said, like, me, same. I said, like, that's my human. That's my human. And I've been running with that human for already 30 years, guys. I love it. I can give you great marriage tips later on. Have you ever wondered? I'm wrapping up here, guys. Give me a couple of minutes and we are finishing, because I understand that. See, my thing is to give you this point that you will have time to think about when your next week will start. See, there is only one key to all mysteries and treasures of Heavenly Father in His kingdom. This is love and intimacy with Him. Have you ever wondered why the Father chose the language of romance, love, and intimacy? Out of all the languages, out of all the positions He can put Himself in, He can be boss, He can be manager, He can be slave owner, he can be anything. He can be just God, just creator, doesn't want to do anything without you. Why He even call Himself Father? Come on. Why? Because He wants to be your papa. because this is the position He created. That's the language, the family language, the language of love. Please understand this. See, can you imagine how bad it would be when Bible and Jesus and Holy Spirit open all of this to you and you choose just to live as a slave or as a worker for kingdom or just to be close? Yeah, you're saved. But isn't it better to get it all? See, my wife's friends get my attention, but my wife get all of my love and attention. You see my point? It's better to be a bride than a bride's helper. Amen. Bridesmaid. You close, but you not close enough. Don't be a bridesmaid. Be a bride. Why we're called bride and beloved? Why are meetings like our meeting in heaven called marriage? Why he said like to his disciples, I go and build house for you. So why he chooses this language? It is because he is love. See, the thing is, he is love. We love, we choose love, we choose not to love. See, when God explaining a long time ago, I said, God, you must not probably love me right now. I did something bad. He said, you don't understand. I don't love or not love. I am love. If you understand what I'm just saying. Love cannot not love. It's like air. It's oxygen. It cannot be anything else. It will be the oxygen. If you only understand his nature, it's for us, it's hard to understand. We think we did something and he's like, oh, he's probably disappointed. Love cannot be disappointed because love is always love. That is what says, nothing can separate you from my love. Bible says that, nothing. Because he does not love, he is love. And he wants you to be close to him. He wants you to speak the same language that he speaks to you. Not gimme language. Gimme. It is because he is love, and love is highest and purest language. See, this is it. That's his language. This is the greatest honor, to be chosen by love itself to love. It is the greatest privilege to be chosen by love. Can you imagine? He called you because he loves you. And he gives you opportunity to love him back. Do you know how many disappointed people will be in heaven that they do not choose this option? They just chose to be saved and to be close enough. I refuse that. I want to do everything. I want to come as close as I can. I want to experience everything that bride and wife experience. I want to get as close as I can, as close as he allowed me to come. See, this is, you have to crave this. You have to want this. He opened that door. You can. It is the greatest honor to be chosen by love itself to love him back. Please do not miss the chance gifted to you by love itself to be with him forever. Woo, give him a hand. I'm done. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. I'll stop right here. I accomplished my mission. I told you what's on my heart. Can anybody set on the keys? Man. And let's just, you know what I want to do right now? Just take a minute. Take two. It's not going to be long. And just give God a compliment that you never gave him before. In you don't have to be loud, just you and him. It's not a show. It's not show. Let's stand up, guys. Let's stand up. Just for a couple of minutes. Close your eyes. There is nobody around you, you and God. And tell him what you never told him before. Tell him something about himself. Tell him something about yourself. Tell him something so intimate right now. That's how you get close to him. You decide for someone to hear everything. I understand God knows everything, but he still wants to hear it from you. And when I'm in my mornings, I love my mornings. I love my morning prayers. When I in my office, I'm just telling him those things about him. I'm just telling him how I love him. Just tell him something that you never told him before. Just tell him something. Get close to him. You are invited. You are covered by his blood. You are forgiven. You can come as close as you can. It's all on you. It's your decision. He loves you. He's waiting for you. That he will not push you. Please understand, he will not push you. He will wait for you 30, 40, 50 years, how long it takes. He will wait for you to love Him back. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your greatest gift to all of us. We can be as close as we can with Heavenly Father. We dictate the distance, not God. Just take a second, take a couple of minutes, just think about it, just talk to Him. It's not religion, it's relationship. We're reading the Bible and in the Bible there is one disciple that always writes about himself, the disciple that Jesus loved. It's interesting, but he was telling the truth, not just because Jesus decided to love him, but John, disciple, he shortened that distance so much that he was laying on his shoulder. And he hearing everything. He got as close as he can to heart of Jesus. And that's why Jesus loved him. Not because he didn't love Peter or somebody else love less or more. No, because someone decided to come close to him. And that's why John knew the secrets of heaven. That's why Apostle John knew the end of everything. That revelation, it's the secret that been opened up to him by Jesus, because John decided to be as close to God as he can. See the secrets. Hear and see. Only those see who lays on his chest. Just decide to be with him. Just tell him, Jesus, if I'm avoiding you, I'm sorry. Forgive me. From this day, I will choose time. I will choose you as my priority. I will give you my heart, my love, my compliments. I will tell you about my day, good or bad. I will sit down and tell you because I love you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Family, it's all about relationship. Please understand, all this church, all the ministry, it's all about love and relationship with God. The whole point why we exist, it's to show the people, get them saved, and point them into the heart of the Father, direction to love. This is it. As Jesus came and he revealed the Father to his disciples. And he said, you saw me, you saw my Father, you heard me, you heard my Father. This is what he wants us to do. Anybody who come to us, they need to experience presence of Holy Spirit, because we in God, God's in us. This is the heavenly presence of God on you. And that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be a part of the kingdom, carry the kingdom through His presence. Not through words as religion people do, but through presence on you. You covered by His love, affection, presence, authority. Other people come into your life and see, they just like, what is wrong different about you? Why are you so different? Because you have relationship with God. You're not just following the law of Moses. You're not just a good boy or girl. You have relationship. And that's who carries His presence, His anointing, His wisdom. That's who carries it. Please decide right now to be close to Him as humanly possible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so much. I love you, love you, love you, love you. You are the King of my heart. And everyone says, amen. Give him a shout of praise, guys. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. We love you.